Welcome to Unshakable with Human Design, the show dedicated to helping entrepreneurs use human design to shift from hustle to flow without sacrificing results. Come here to become an unshakable human and build an unshakable business according to your human design. I'm your host, Nicole Lano. Hello and welcome to Unshakable with Human Design, everybody. I'm your host, Nicole Lano. Welcome, welcome. I am so happy to be here with you as always. Today, we are diving into the topic of quantum leaping. I know this is a big one. We love that term, quantum leap. I want to talk about what that is. I want to talk about how human design can help you. One specific thing I'm going to call out is how last year, 2023, the whole second half, we were renovating my house very extensively. It was not supposed to be 6 months. It turned into 6 months. And that really cut back the energy I was able to put into my business. And it was energetics and human design that allowed me to stay really energetically attached to my goals, to not have a dip, to not have that be something that took me down or that caused me to lose revenue or shift in that way. That I was able to keep things going, do the things that were important to not burn out completely. I'm not going to say that I felt the best I've ever felt in my life because that would not be true. And anyone who tells you that they're aligned all the time is lying to you. I felt aligned with my energy. Did I feel wonderful all the time as a result of that? Absolutely not. I was tired. There was a lot of frustrating things happening. But this is how I navigated that, where my business, I'm not going to say that we grew exponentially during that time because we didn't, but we did not shrink. We did not have a loss any month. I was never down in revenue. And that was tremendous because I had to cut my hours significantly and the energy I was putting in significantly. And I didn't do any launches most of that time. I did one and I probably would have done two in the past. So I want to talk about that specifically. I'm going to break down the five pieces that make this work. And before I do that, I want to call out that I am hosting a new 5-day masterclass on April 8th. It starts. There will be replays. So if you can't make it live, that's totally cool. Although live is better because you get to be there with us. You get to be in the energy and you get to ask questions and all of that fun stuff. But we are teaching the Authority Accelerator Masterclass. It's new and revamped. I've changed it. It was 3 days. It is now 5. Really just because there's just so much in that masterclass and there's so much that I want to teach. I want to take you through the entirety of building a business by design and becoming an authority according to your human design, really stepping into that and building a business around that authority. In order to cover that, I felt like 5 days was better. So we've extended it to a 5-day masterclass. And you can DM me masterclass on Instagram. I'm at Nicole Lano Official and we'll register you right there. Or you could go to nicolelano.com/masterclass and you can register right there on the website. I wanted to call that out right from the beginning because if you're interested in this topic, then I'm going to take you through the entire process in depth in that masterclass. So if you liked this enough to click on the episode to listen to it, you will love the masterclass. So please join us there. We would love to have you. But what I want to take you through is this concept of quantum leaping, the energetic game, but also what does it take to consistently grow, to hold, not just get, but hold what you call in. So how can you call in the revenue and still hold it? So many of us, easy come, easy go. It comes in, it goes out. We don't hold it. We make the money once and then we don't make it again. If we're not launching, then we're not making money. So how can we create that consistent revenue each month where we're not going down? We are either the same or growing every month. How can we do that? And how can human design help us? So that's what today's episode is going to be about. I'm going to take you through the 5 steps. So listen all the way through to the end so you hear all of the pieces that are involved in this, because often one of the biggest mistakes I see is that people are just taking one of these pieces and they're trying to apply it and they're wondering, why am I not aligned? Why do I not have consistency in my revenue and everything that I'm creating? Why are people not responding to me? Feel like I'm doing all of my human design stuff, but my offers aren't selling. All of that stuff, all of those steps we're going to cover in here. Those problems come from focusing on one area and not the other four, or two areas and not the other three. So stay with us to hear the entire process and join the masterclass if you want to dive deep into it. So Let's start off with just saying, what is a quantum leap? I love starting with definitions because we can often hear all of these terms thrown out there. Alignment, all of these things. That falls under the category, what does that mean? Let's dive into exactly what it is, because I think that that sometimes helps us get a clearer picture and perspective on what we're talking about. So a quantum leap is an energetic leveling up. In science, it's really called a quantum jump, where the object takes in energy and jumps to the next energy level. A loss in energy degrades down to a lower energy level. So that's what we're talking about, taking in energy, becoming more energy, leveling up to the next energetic level. Losing energy, we downgrade to the lower energetic level, or we stay where we are. So this is an energetic transition that we're talking about. It isn't about hustle. It isn't about work. Although that's part of it. But we've all probably tried to hustle our way to something, or maybe we have successfully done so. Maybe you have successfully hustled your way to 7 figures. Maybe you've hustled your way to 6 figures. Maybe you are still hustling and you haven't gotten the results that you set out to get. This is actually something I'm seeing a big trend with, that even people who have hustled their way and really muscled their way to tremendous success, they are now burning out. They are breaking down. So is it really a quantum leap when you just pushed so hard against all of your own resistance, when you've just worked so darn hard that it's no good when you get what you get, or you don't know how to unravel it? You don't know how to maintain it or sustain it without putting in that exact same level of effort. It never gets easier. Or you climb to the top of that mountain and you don't like the view. This is really a popular trend that I'm hearing right now. Even some big name coaches and influencers are changing their tune. The ones who were once very strategically focused and just telling you how to do something and telling you to push and telling you to just show up and stop being lazy and you just have to commit your energy are now talking about freedom-based businesses, are now talking about energy, are now talking about and proselytizing, prioritizing themselves over revenue. So one in particular, one very popular influencer coach, she has recently come out with a lot of content around this, and her whole business has shifted to this freedom-based business model. And she talks about how she burnt out, she was not happy, and she pulled back. And from pulling back, lo and behold, she made more money. So why does that happen? What is that telling you, that all of this is out there, that all of this talk is out there, that people are changing their tune? A lot of people have talked about how the rosy picture that they were putting out was actually not the truth, that they were kind of crumbling behind the scenes. And I understand not wanting to air your dirty laundry to the world. I understand. I mean, I wasn't out there talking about how stressed I was with my home renovation. I did talk about the renovation. I did talk about how much work it was. I also was able to handle it. I was not breaking in the background. I was just pretty tired. And I didn't have as much time to devote to my business. But I didn't feel like I was cracking, largely because I have these tools. Because energetically, I don't get pulled off my path anymore, based on outside circumstances. I know how to process them and deal with them. So what does all of this tell us? That Instagram is not the truth, right? Money maybe isn't everything, but learning to operate in alignment while staying energetically committed to your goals is. Can you create enough space within yourself? Can you operate where you're tuning everything out all around you, all the noise? Because if you told me a few years ago that for 6 months I was not going to be able to put in the hours, the energy, or the effort into my business, into launching, into all of these things that I have come to rely on, if you had told me that I was going to have 6 months where I was going to be taken out of the game for 30 to 50% of the time, if you had told me that, I would have been like, well, my business is going to crush, or I'm going to have to work all night long, or I'm going to push so hard in order to keep it going. But I no longer do that. because that's part of what I call autopilot. And it'll be the first thing that I teach inside the masterclass as well. But it is the foundation of everything that I teach inside my mentorship program, inside my bigger group program. And it is the entirety of the Human Design Lab is building this foundation, which is coming off autopilot. We're on autopilot so much because we're working from the outside in. We say, I want that. What do I have to do in order to get me there? Hustle equals success. That's the old model. You can't quantum leap when you're living in that model, because that is not an energetic game. That is a mundane game. This material plane. If you want to have an energetic business, if you want to start to harness energy to help your business, you're going to have to learn to play the energetic game. You're going to have to let go of all of those rules that tell you it's got to be this way. Now, I will also say that you do need strategy because we do live on the material plane. So this is a two-pronged assault. You have to show up. You have to show up a certain way that's authentic to you. And this is what human design can drive you toward. So let's work human design into this so I can tell you how this ties and about the specific aspects of your design that are going to pay the most dividends with this, how this all works, how this system works. So like I said, in the old way, hustle equals success. And we're playing a different game. We're on autopilot. We don't even realize that we're doing that. That's what conditioning is. So when we talk about conditioning in human design, those are the ways that the tail wags the dog. We get pulled off of our course because the world, our spouse, our friends, the internet, the gurus, a coach, someone tells us it should be the other way. Or we just feel so pulled and sucked in and seduced by what we call the not self. We get pulled off our path and we wonder, why am I not living my purpose? Why does it feel so hard? Why am I always in resistance? And the reason is because you're operating out of your own alignment. What's aligned for somebody else may not be aligned for you. And what somebody else is telling you may not even be aligned for them, which is what we're learning now. A lot of people have been saying things that have not really been in alignment. And they're only just realizing this after they've burnt out. We pull a lot of people along our misalignment in that way, don't we? So the only way to find your path is to trust your path. Human design helps you believe in yourself. Human design helps you believe in something other than the hustle, because you just start saying, that's not my way. It's not meant to be this hard. Nothing is. I'm not going to say that everything is super easy, but if you're a generator and you are burning out, you are not using your energy wisely. If you are a projector and you are pushing yourself and efforting through everything and making your whole world about the doing, you are not using your energy well. You are not being wise about the use of your energy and how you show up. So those simple shifts can cause tremendous waves in your energetic frequency, in your ability to energetically level up. So a quantum leap is an energetic upgrade, right? And an energetic upgrade is in large part an identity upgrade. You have to start looking at yourself differently. Think about right now, how much criticism do you have for yourself? Where do you look at yourself with that critical eye and just not see yourself for your gifts? Or you see them and then there's a but at the end. I see my gifts, but I'm not making the money and I'm not seeing these results and my husband doesn't believe in me and I feel like I've let people down. Recognize how much that is energetically leveling you down, degrading you. So that identity upgrade, that upgrade of self, stems from your chart. And you can start seeing, this is how it's meant to be for me. This is how I am meant to be. Now, it doesn't stop with just the type, but the type tells you a lot. Me knowing that I'm a manifesting generator, I knew that when I had to take time off, when I wasn't able to show up as often or with as much frequency as I was before. I knew that I had to be excited about the things that I was sharing. I knew that the energy was going to have to be really tuned in. I knew that it would have to be high. Why? Because I wasn't going to be able to hustle my way through. I wasn't going to be able to show up as much. So it had to be high. So I had to be efficient because I know my shadow. I know that one of the biggest pitfalls for manifesting generators is that we are inefficient with our energy. Being distracted and being scattered is often disguised or covered up by this multi-passionate way that we have. Multi-passionate does not mean scattered. Scattered means you are living in your shadow. You are using your energy indiscriminately, and you need to fix that. You will feel better. You will be less tired. You will have more sustainable energy. That's what I know about me. So I know me. I knew how to get the most out of myself during that time. How could I show up and still be really powerful in the way that I showed up without burning myself out and without having to be sitting at my desk as often as I was, because I just wasn't going to be able to. I was going to need to rest more because my energy was literally being pulled in 15 different directions. There's always a fire being put out. There's money going out. There's all of these things, so much that we were holding at that time. I'm not complaining. I just knew that I was being called to a new level. And you are too. If you are looking to level up, then you have to recognize that your identity is going to be called to a new level. Your energy is going to be called to a new level. I knew that as an emotional authority, I was going to have times where I was going to have to nurture my emotions and surrender to them, which would mean less productivity. And in order to have greater productivity, I had to surrender to those times. Because the more I try to fight it, and the more I try to work through those lower points in my emotional wave, the longer I stay in the low point of the wave. So knowing myself, knowing how my energy works, knowing my gifts, knowing what my shadows are, working through them, because shadows do not go away. Shadows are always there. They're a low frequency of something that you are consistent with. Or it's a conditioning element that you're pulled toward. That's why I go through a whole section in my program on finding your specific shadow patterns, your primary shadow pattern. What are the ways that you're going to be pulled the most? I know that about myself, so I can see them when they come up. I don't take the bait and follow them down the hole anymore. And I don't resist them. I can observe them, see that they are there, and move through them so that I can realize and spend more time in my gifts than in my shadows. It doesn't mean that bad things don't happen. It doesn't mean that we don't feel things. Of course, we have to feel them. We just don't stay there. That's the important part. Can you reduce the amount of time that you are spending sitting in the shadow, sitting in low frequency emotions out of circumstance? Can you work through the way that you feel about the things that you are experiencing so that you can energetically connect to that higher level identity that you are? What would the better version of me, the highest version of me, how would she handle this? To be able to have that presence of mind. And what's beautiful about human design is it shows you what your highest self looks like. Every gift in your human design is your highest self. If all the dials on your human design chart, every gate, every center, every channel, they were all turned all the way up, that's your highest self. It's you. It's everything you are. You're just not being pulled down into the lower frequencies of the energies that are consistent for you. It's you. Your highest self is you. So working through that, knowing that, that was how I could continue to show up. My brand is very much aligned with who I am. What does that do? It means when I show up, people sign up. Very simply. If I show up, if I put out CTAs, people sign up for things. People buy things from me. They're doing it all the time because my brand is really dial in. It's very authentic. And when people buy from me, they're happy because I'm the same on the inside of my programs as I am on the outside. What you see is what you get. If you signed up for me now, if you come into my world in any way, you're going to get something that is very reflective of the thing that you were attracted to in the first place. And I attract the right people because my brand is tuned energetically to the people that I'm supposed to serve. It's something that I call reverse niching. There's elements in your chart that indicate the type of people that you are meant to help and how you might help them. I know this inside and out, something I continue to work on every single day. I fine tune this, but the more I tune it, the more very aligned people I get into my programs. So working with them is a dream. They're happy, I'm happy. It's so much easier than when we're working with people because maybe we put something out there just to get people to say yes, rather than really what we felt like we could deliver on. The third part is I have a very strategic message that is built to sell. I know how to sell. I know how to put content out there in podcasts, on social media, in emails that get people to sign up, that get people to buy things from me. And everybody has their own style. Everybody has their own way. But there are specific elements that are needed in your message in order to get people to buy, to take you out of that inspiring zone and into the take my money zone. You have to have that, or you end up with magnetism where people are coming to you, but they're not buying anything. And that sucks. That really sucks. Then the fourth piece is I have an evergreen system. This podcast is an evergreen system. My podcast, that was one thing I stayed consistent with. I did not miss an episode. I have not missed an episode in 260 episodes or whatever we're up to now. I stayed consistent with my podcast. My podcast is out there. My podcast serves as evergreen content. It's on our website. So it's driving SEO to our website. People are finding me that way. Each of these episodes is built with insane value. So I'm building fans, and all of my CTAs continue to drive revenue. They continue to drive people to my offers long after the episode airs. So when I couldn't show up as frequently, people were still listening to episodes from months and months ago. It's priceless. The fact that I didn't have to feel like I had to be everywhere. If I was just showing up here, I could at least be maintaining the audience that I've built and still be growing, because SEO is doing that for me as well. I'm getting people from other ways organically without me having to go and find every single person. And the last piece is a funnel by design. In order to have something like a podcast drive revenue and drive people to offers, I need offers that align to my message. I need those offers to be tied to the content that I'm putting out. So when someone listens, the next step is obviously to buy from me. If I want people to buy from me in my sleep, there better be a way for people to buy from me in my sleep. If I don't have those funnels set up, if I don't have some mechanism set up that takes me out of it, it's going to be hard for me to believe that I can make money without me having to go get it, without me having to launch all the time. So this is how you quantum leap. You energetically level up by taking yourself out of it more and more, by prioritizing your own energy, your own magnetism, but having the systems and the structure and the strategic elements to support all of that energetic work. Then you can go believing that all of those funnels are constantly funneling people into your paid programs. Then you can put all that energetic work in. And that's what I did with the time that I had off. Can I focus on that when I can't physically be there? So I hope that you saw how these five phases, being in tune, coming off autopilot and being in tune with your human design, how that changes the way that you operate, that shifts you from being a hustler to playing the energetic game, how developing a genius brand is how you become magnetic to your audience. So every time you show up, they're actually coming to you. You're getting the right people to you. They are drawn to your message for the right reasons because it's authentic to you. And then you have a strategic message that is converting them from fans to buyers, that is actually strategically built to do that. And then you have some sort of evergreen system and funnel system that is continuing to sell when you are not actively selling and is driving people to your offers. This is the whole process I'm going to go into in depth inside my masterclass starting on April 8th. So please come to that. DM me the word masterclass on Instagram. I'm at Nicole Lano Official if you want to register, or go to NicoleLano.com/masterclass and we will register you right there. So I hope that you found this helpful. This is truly the key, because when you start to build your system this way and you start to approach your business this way and operate this way, this is how things get easier. This is how you energetically level up, and you level up how you view yourself, which changes your identity. I hope that you love this. I loved being here with you. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you join us in the masterclass. It's going to be so fun and so valuable, as always. And remember, in order to have an unshakable business, you must first become an unshakable human. So thanks for letting us help you becoming unshakable with human design, everybody. We will see you next time. If you love this episode and you're a fan of the show, please show us the love on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to the show, and leave us a review. And if you'd like to connect with other entrepreneurs on their human design journey, join our free Facebook community, Human Design for Entrepreneurs. Go to NicoleLano.me/podcast links to join the group, book a human design reading with me, or access our free human design resources. We'll see you there.